Happy Monday, Life Springers. Next Sunday's sermon is entitled Strengthened and Filled, and it's taken from Paul's Ephesian letter. I love this text for a few reasons. The first is that we get to hear Paul praying. Imagine him at his morning prayers as he thinks about specific churches and how he thinks they need God's intervention and help in their lives. The second is that we get to see an itemized list, as it were, of what Paul specifically thinks are important virtues for their lives as disciples. And finally, we get a tender look at the pathos of Paul and what he agonizes over. Enjoy this short prayer from Paul. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. I hope you will join us Sunday as we sit in on a prayer session from Paul. And may I pray for you now. Father of us all, who watches over us and envisions the way we could become more like you if we would allow it, please help us to have tender, receptive hearts so that you might work within us to bring about your kingdom and to create people who are where your temple is and where you dwell. In Jesus' name, amen.